A thread of yellow sand swirls across a black screen. In shimmering gold letters, Disney Video Premiere. The shadow of a man falls on a golden sand dune. He trudges to the top of the dune and gazes down on the walled city of Agrabah, dominated by the Sultan's palace with its white towers topped with golden onion-shaped domes. The man wears a turban, a bright blue cloak, and a mask. Camels, each one carrying two long baskets, file past him. A fierce, dark face pops up from one basket, but the man in blue shoves him back inside. The camels plod and sway towards the city, joining elephants and a peddler bent double under his load, who stops by the guard at the gate.
Ooh! In all my years, never have I seen the streets so full of bustle and hustle and a sordid commotion.
Our princess is to wed.
Ooh, wonderful! And who's the lucky prince?
Not a prince at all. Just a no-account street rat.
No way!
Try it phonetically.
It's Aladdin!
The peddler becomes a huge blue genie.
Oh, some of you don't believe.
The flourish of genie's hand, fireworks and pink letters form words in the sky. Aladdin and the King of Thieves. In the shape of Fairy Tinkerbell, the genie scatters party streamers over the palace.
There's a party here in Agrabah. There's excitement in the air. People pouring in from near and far.
The Jasmine and Aladdin.
And a number one. There's a party here in Agrabah. Everybody will be there. So if you're a pauper or a shawl,
do something with your hair.
You mustn't wear an outfit that's naughty.
A turban that's unraveling just won't do.
No earrings that are tasteless or gaudy.
You're going to look gorgeous when I get through.
There's a party here in Agrabah, so I'm going to paint it down. If you want to see what colors are, follow me around.
Come on, get married and it's gonna be the wedding of the century.
My buddy's getting married and you're gonna see just how much I can do.
You've heard of your safari bar mitzvahs. You've all been to a luau, a sweet 16.
Well, none of them compare to what this is.
The food will be disgusting, by evening you'll be busted.
There's a party here in Agrabah, and it's got us all aglow.
If a street rat could have come so far, maybe I could do it.
Sure, there's nothing to it.
There's a party here in Agrabah, but we're not sure that we'll go. For although the bride is la-da-da, the groom is awfully low.
And now we take you down to the palace, where everyone has celebrated all night long.
Without Jafar and all of his malice, everybody's happy.
What could possibly go wrong?
Heads pop out of the camel baskets.
We're in Agrabah, and we're gonna rob them blind.
While they're all munching caviar, create a small disturbance, I'll sneak up from behind.
There's a party here in Agrabah, and the loot is pouring in. I like this wedding stuff so far. Maybe if I'm pleasant, I'll get to keep a present.
You've ordered just a few tasteful flowers.
And valets he'll carefully part for you?
The bridesmaids have been dressing for hours!
Girls, you look just lovely and so grown up, too.
There's a party here in Agrabah. Guests are filling up the room. But there's something missing. Yes, aha!
Where is the groom?
Aladdin wanders through his old home, a dilapidated attic, wearing baggy white trousers, tight at the ankle, a sleeveless blue jerkin, and a red fez. Aladdin's monkey, Abu, in purple jerkin and fez, watches Aladdin blow dust off a box. A huge blue face peers through the window.
Hello?
Somebody's gonna be late for his own wedding!
Hold on, genie. There's something I need.
I gotcha. It's a bachelor party, big boy!
None for you. You're the designated flyer.
No. This is for the wedding.
Aladdin takes a curved dagger from the box. Its blue hilt decorated with a golden hand.
Well, that's a nice dagger. Interesting nuptial accessory. It's a bit sharp.
It belonged to my father.
Your father?
You never said a word about your father.
Oh, I've got to let the caterer know.
Chicken or sea bass?
He's not coming to the wedding. He died a long time ago. Sorry. That's okay. I never knew him. Maybe if I did, I'd feel ready for this.
Al?
Are you getting cold feet?
No, genie. It's just that I've always been a street rat. Stealing what I need to survive. Running from the guards.
Uh-huh.
Living my life alone. I'm taking a big step today. Into a new world.
Today's topic,
fears of the future, family man.
Al from Agrabah, share with us.
I never had a father to show me how to raise a family.
No role model. Get a little deeper.
What do I know about families? Genie, what if I'm no good at it? If my father were here.
Al, little buddy, if your father were here, he'd be as proud of you as I am.
The genie puts his arm round Aladdin, who moves away.
I just wish you could see this.
There's a party here in Agrabah, and the party's all for me. Just look, you guys, at where we are, and how our dreams have come to be.
There's a party here in Agrabah, and I can't believe it's true. After all this waiting, here we are. We'll finally get to say I do.
I never ever had a real family.
I never ever had a real true friend.
Someone who could just understand me.
Hey, come on, Aladdin! This mush has gotta end!
There's a party here in Agrabah, and it's starting right away.
Let's get you dressed, cause you're the star! Hey, come on, it's your wedding day!
The genie dresses Aladdin in a long white robe and turban. Aladdin and Abu step off the roof onto the magic carpet, which zooms away over the city. The genie and the parrot Iago fly after them.
Finally getting married.
We're finally getting married.
Look at all these presents.
We're finally getting married.
I'm finally getting married.
We're finally getting married at the party.
The party going on now. Got a pot here. Got a pot here. Help me. I can't stop myself. Somebody rub the lamp. Somebody rub the lamp. Oh, you know I feel it. That's enough.
The genie slips away, embarrassed. Outside, the camels carrying their baskets stroll sedately past lines of elephants into the palace. Inside, curved blades rip open one of the baskets, and a tall, muscular man, shaven-headed, with a long, droopy moustache, grabs the shoulder of Kasim, the man in blue.
Why do you walk in the open while I suffocate like an animal?
Someone has to keep a cool head, Saluk.
Someone will have no head if this is another wild goose chase.
The Oracle is the real thing. This time, I'm sure.
The genie stands with the crowd outside the palace, holding a microphone.
Hello, and welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and Magical. That's right, we're taking you to the marriage of the millennium. And who's this coming on the lovely stretch camel? Oh, it's Cleopatra and Caesar, and they're bringing a salad. How wonderful. Oh, look, there's Osiris. Oh, Osiris! Osiris, can we have a word with you? Oh, no, the crowd is parting. Who's coming? It's Moses! And your name is?
I'm Thor.
You're Thor? Well, it hurts. Once again, this whole broadcast has been brought to you by sand. It's everywhere. Get used to it.
Iago admires the presents.
I can see fine from back here. Look, there's one thing I get sentimental about, and I'm sitting on it.
Abu grabs Iago and looks under him.
The loot, monkey, the loot!
Bad news, Al. The boutonnieres clash with the cummerbunds.
Genie, isn't it a little late for that?
What? What are you trying to say?
Out with it! What?
They're here.
Oh, no!
He becomes the White Rabbit.
I'm late. What a very important thing.
He reappears as a bandsman with a long trumpet. Abu scampers up the aisle and leaps onto the magic carpet, which lifts him above the crowd. The genie disappears, and three bridesmaids in lilac walk up the aisle towards Aladdin, sprinkling flower petals. A little page boy follows, and behind him four huge men carry the Sultan on a golden purple throne. The carpet claps its tassels, nearly dropping Abu. The Sultan waves happily to Abu. At the top of the aisle, the four men kneel, and the tubby little Sultan, in a gold robe and a golden turban, with a long purple feather at the front, toddles up to stand beside Aladdin.
Don't look so solemn, boy. This is a happy day.
Oh, look, it's a Kodiak moment.
Put that bear out of here.
The genie's fingers tingle with magic sparks, and four white doves drop a long white and golden carpet along the aisle.
Oh.
All heads turn to the back of the pavilion, where two peacocks stand, their tails spread like enormous blue fans. The peacocks move aside to reveal Princess Jasmine.
Wow.
Oh, yeah!
Jasmine's full-length white dress has a gold yoke and belt. Lilac flowers pin a veil to her long black hair, and she carries white lilies. She curtsies to the Sultan.
I never thought this day would come. Now I'm afraid that it has come all too soon.
Oh, Father.
Kasim and Saluk wait in the shadows.
You distract the guards.
Part of your plan?
A large part. It's time.
Kasim pats an elephant, then taps a basket. A hugely fat, gap-toothed man bursts out of it. Blades flash, and a man with knives in his belt rips his way out of another basket. From another basket whirls a Chinese-looking man. A rope snakes up from another, and a turbaned man climbs it. They gather together. In the pavilion, Jasmine takes Aladdin's arm, and they climb a long staircase.
It's all so magical. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not.
The genie blows his nose in the magic carpet.
Oh, sorry.
Aladdin and Jasmine reach a canopied throne.
Well, we're here.
Together forever.
From the roof, Kasim signals to Saluk, who jabs three hooked blades gripped between his fingers into the rear of an elephant.
Let me be the point man.
The ground shakes.
I thought the earth wasn't supposed to move until the honeymoon.
Oh, my word!
Elephants smash through the columns supporting the pavilion.
What is going on here?
The guests flee, and the genie grabs Abu just before an elephant squashes him underfoot.
Come here, monkey boy! You are almost Dumbo Toe Jam!
A rampaging elephant flattens the carpet.
Oh, they trampled the carpet!
That's a little redundant.
So this isn't a bad day for you, really, is it?
Aladdin and Jasmine leap aside as an elephant wrecks the canopy. From above, Kasim watches the guest rush out of the pavilion and his men chase them back in.
It is an attack!
The chief guard, Rasul, draws his sword.
Not in this palace!
Knives fly through the air, pinning two guests to a wall, and a thief robs them. A wrecked pillar topples, and Aladdin saves Jasmine from the falling masonry.
I think we're gonna have a little problem with leaks.
The dome above the pavilion begins to crumble. The genie flies up in a cloud of pink smoke to support it. Three thieves grab jewelry from a stout lady. Another slides under a fat man and grabs two money bags. The Chinese thief karate chops a pillar, which falls into the path of Rasul and the guards.
It must be here somewhere.
Kasim inspects the presents.
Meet your match, Zorro!
Good birdie. Polly want a little...
Say, cracker, and I let you have it on principle!
Kasim grabs Iago...
You have a lot of spirit.
...and stuffs him in a vase.
And a lot of mouth.
In the pavilion, thieves strip the guests of their jewels. Three gymnastic thieves form a tower behind Aladdin. Aladdin swings a stick, but the middleman skips over it. Rasul charges the fat thief, but bounces off his tummy. Two more guards face Saluk. Saluk slices the guard's swords and clothes to pieces, which slip to the floor.
They fight like demons!
Worse than demons! These are the 40 thieves!
Really? I get 39.
Aladdin sees Kasim searching through the presents and heads towards him.
40.
Where is it?
Kasim spots a golden scepter.
Ah, at last.
He stares at the scepter, then crashes to the floor.
Can I see your invitation?
Stay out of my way, boy, and you won't get hurt!
Kasim hurls a gold statue at Aladdin and jumps on him.
Fool! You don't stand a chance against the King of Thieves!
When I get up, I'll bow to you!
Jasmine taps the thief's shoulder. He turns.
That was for ruining my wedding.
Two thieves stand on the magic carpet, which jerks them onto the floor. The carpet stands over them and clasps two tassels in the air like a victorious boxer. Kasim and Aladdin struggle for the scepter. Abu stands in front of five thieves. He flips a sword high into the air, and it cuts down a huge chandelier, which flattens the thieves. The dome crumbles.
I guess there's really no point to this now.
Genie disappears, then reappears, standing massively in front of three thieves. They threaten him. Genie's eyebrows twitch. He becomes eight ninja genies. The thieves flee. The giant-sized genie grabs an elephant, aims its trunk, and squeezes.
Freeze, sandbags! Don't make me use the other end!
The blast bowls over three other thieves. He puts down the deflated elephant, and a shower of magic sparks from his fingers drives out two more thieves.
Mama always said magic is as magic does.
Kasim said nothing about facing the powers of a genie. Get the others out of here. We'll leave the king to his plan.
Aladdin tackles Kasim. In their struggle, they break Iago's vase, and the parrot reels out. An enraged elephant bursts through an archway. Aladdin and Kasim dive out of its path, and Aladdin grabs the scepter as the elephant smashes its way out. Still holding the scepter, Aladdin scans the room and the gardens.
Where's the king of thieves?
Kasim springs down from the side of the elephant and looks back.
I'll see you again, boy.
Kasim races away as the remains of the pavilion collapse.
This is not my fault. This was not built to code.
Iago is sitting on the Sultan's shoulder.
Good luck getting back the catering deposit.
Oh, my.
Fear not, old father of the bride. We can rebuild.
Oh, please do. Can't have a wedding without a pavilion.
All right, a wedding pavilion it is, my man.
Genie now wears a hard hat and turns the carpet, Iago, and Abu into builders.
Hey, I want to see some resumes on these guys. And don't let the one with the beak near any power tools.
Yes, Genie, whatever it takes. I am sorry about all this, Jasmine. Daughter?
Jasmine's gone.
What were they after? The gifts?
Not all the gifts. This is what the King of Thieves wanted.
With all the other great stuff, why go for this thing?
Your question is mine to answer.
A dazzling figure radiates from the scepter.
The King of Thieves sought my sight to find the ultimate treasure.
Did someone say treasure?
Genie?
Oh, looks like an oracle.
I see all that has been and all that will be.
Uh-oh, definitely an oracle. Tells the future. Uh-oh.
Girlfriend, where are you registered?
Okay, you know all, so tell all. Where is the treasure? You know, the ultimate one.
I am bound by the rule of one. One question, one answer.
I only want one answer. Where is the ultimate treasure?
You have already asked your one question.
You mean before? Oh, that wasn't a question. That was thinking out loud. Very loud.
Aladdin, we could learn anything about our lives, our future.
You have but to ask.
I know what my future is. My future is you. But my past, it's a blank. My mother died when I was just a kid. And I never even knew my father. I have no idea where I come from.
Your question is your choice. But remember the rule of one. Choose carefully.
Oh, sure. She warns him about the one question thing.
I don't think you can help me. My past isn't just one question, it's a million questions.
Ah, but mere questions about your past can be answered by your father.
My father?
The oracle spreads her arms wide, and a picture appears of a man with long black hair streaked with gray at the sides, thick eyebrows, a black beard and mustache.
My father is alive?
The evening sky glows pink. Aladdin is sitting alone in his old home, perched high above the streets of Agrabah. Below, Abu and the carpet pace to and fro. Jasmine hurries up to them.
Abu, where's Aladdin? How long has he been up there?
Aladdin sheathes his father's dagger and leans back.
Aladdin?
Jasmine joins him on the roof.
Are you all right?
She picks up the scepter and sits beside him.
What's wrong?
I always wanted to know about my father, but just now I'm not so sure. What kind of man leaves his son? Did he even care? Maybe I don't want to know.
Yes, you do.
How can you be so sure?
Because I already know him. Because I know you.
You showed me the world when I was all locked up inside. You reached out your hand and took me on a magic carpet ride. One look at your smile and I could see the light shining everywhere. People like you,
don't come out of thin air.
Oh, Jasmine, you don't understand. There is so much that you don't see. Just think if you can, what growing up had to be like for me. Your father's a man who taught you who you are. Mine was never there. So how can you say I don't come out of thin air? There's so much I want to know.
You've got the chance to learn.
If it means I'd have to go,
I'll be right here when you return. Our wedding can wait.
I love you.
I think it's worth this small delay.
Maybe you're right.
And won't it be great to have your father see our wedding day?
I've waited so long.
It isn't too late.
Now at last, we can finally say,
your father is really there.
There's so much that we might share.
And you'll finally learn, you don't come out of thin air.
Back on the palace balcony, they hold up the scepter. White light blazes against the evening sky, and the misty figure of the Oracle appears.
Have you chosen your questions?
I have.
Then ask.
Where is my father?
Follow the trail of the 40 thieves. Your father is trapped within their world.
40 thieves? Is he hurt? How long has he been their prisoner?
I am sorry. I can only answer one question.
It's up to me.
Take as long as you need.
I'll be back in time for our wedding. I promise.
Aladdin and Jasmine embrace. Against the dark blue night sky dotted with stars, the carpet flits over the desert, zigzagging between rocks.
I should have stayed with the genie. Manual labor beats danger any day.
The carpet zooms up and over a rocky ridge and drops down to skim along a beach. Aladdin gazes at the sand and grins.
Good, the trail's still fresh. There.
Horsemen gallop around a bend ahead.
Definitely should have stayed with the genie.
The carpet stops just behind the riders, who have halted at the water's edge. Facing them across the sea is a huge wall of rock. The carpet gently backs around the corner.
Phew. Well, they have nowhere to go. We got them trapped.
They are 40 thieves. We are you, a rug, a monkey, and me. Wait, don't count me.
They're just standing there.
Kasim rides a few paces forward into the waves.
Open sesame!
Across the water, in front of the towering rock, the sea begins to bubble and boil. Aladdin stares as a crack opens in the rock. Brilliant yellow light blazes from it, and an arrow of fire streaks over the boiling sea towards the thieves. The arrow explodes on the shore in a blast of orange and yellow. The waves rear up on each side of the arrow, leaving a pathway across the seabed. A few remaining puddles quickly steam away. The thieves spur their horses on and gallop at full pelt between the walls of water seething and trembling high above them. They disappear through the crack and into the rock beyond. Aladdin leaps aboard the carpet.
Let's move!
They hurtle towards the crack.
Hang on!
The carpet squeezes through and crash lands on a stone slab. Aladdin looks up. Looming above them are the ruins of an ancient civilization. The carpet taps his shoulder.
I know, carpet. It's incredible. What?
The crack has closed on Iago's tail.
How bad is it?
Abu grabs Iago round the middle and heaves. Iago has no tail feathers, just a bald bottom.
Oh, this is attractive.
He grabs his feathers and jams them back on, glaring at Abu. Aladdin shakes his head.
Come on.
He moves forward cautiously. A fallen pillar sticks out of a stream, and a huge arch towers above them, topped by a glaring golden ox head. Abu backs away, and Iago tiptoes backwards into him.
Hey!
They bounce down the pillar.
You wanna not hold up traffic? I wanna get in, get out, and go home.
Actually, I wouldn't mind skipping right to the go-home.
Aladdin peers down at the thieves.
But we followed the king's plan.
This is what we have to show for our trouble in Agrabah. Nothing!
This ought to be good.
So Luke is truly...
Your time draws to a close, Kasim.
Kasim? My father?
If you're talking about spilling my blood, well, I just don't see that happening.
Then let me open your eyes.
Run! I've got him! I'm Aladdin! You're my father!
His father?
I don't know about your father, boy, but I'll send you to meet your other ancestors.
Let him go. The boy is my son. I gave this dagger to my wife years ago. I told her to give it to our newborn son, Aladdin.
It's true?
Oh, the boy is the son of the King of Thieves.
You are the King of Thieves?
Like it or not, boy, we are blood.
Look at you. I thought I'd never see you again. Has it been so long?
Blood or mud, the boy is an intruder, and we have rules about intruders.
So Luke is right.
He knows our secrets.
I hate intruders.
Wait, me too.
He has found our secret lair. Has seen too much.
Sir Luke grins wolfishly at Kasim.
He must die. They must all die.
Die? He's your son. I'm his friend. Cast a vote for mercy here.
Yes, Kasim. Mercy would be so like you. Soft and weak.
Aladdin stares as his father looks at him, at the thieves, and at Saluk. Kasim smiles and folds his arms.
Kill him.
Saluk raises his left hand, holding the three hooked blades like a claw.
Or the boy could. Yes. The boy could. No.
What? What? The boy could what?
Nothing. Probably a bad idea.
Let's hear it.
Well, it seems to me that. Oh, never mind.
What?
Kasim walks away, frowning and holding his chin.
The boy could face the challenge.
Aladdin glances around nervously. Abu jumps up on his shoulder.
That's that. My son shall face the challenge.
And I shall be the one to test him.
Yeah.
A test, huh? That's not so bad. Maybe it'll be multiple choice.
A grim-faced thief beckons Aladdin high up the mountain to join the thieves in the ruins of an ancient building, where pillars surround a stone-flagged floor. Abu and Iago peer out of a cage.
Escape? Not likely. Our ride home is grounded, and I'll... Well, it's been nice knowing him.
What's going on, Dad?
Oh, the challenge is simple enough. Only one man survives.
Aladdin gapes up at the mighty figure of Saluk.
But you're my son. You'll be that man. Knock him dead, kid. Seriously.
A skinny thief lifts a curved sword high in the night air and swings it down. Saluk rushes at Aladdin, who ducks and sidesteps, but a backhander knocks him flying into the grinning thieves. Kasim's eyes open wide. Saluk beckons, and two thieves shove Aladdin towards him. Aladdin kicks Saluk, who crashes down, his mouth twisted in fury. Saluk swings mighty blows at Aladdin, who punches and kicks back. The dreadful raking claw rips Aladdin's left arm. He collapses, clutching the wound. Saluk towers over him, grinning triumphantly. Aladdin draws his dagger. Saluk brings down his claw. Aladdin catches it with the dagger, and sparks fly in the night air. With his claw hooked over the dagger, Saluk slowly but surely pushes Aladdin back towards the cliff. They knock over a lamp, and blazing oil lights the struggling figures. Saluk lands a huge punch, and Aladdin falls. Kasim, Abu, and Iago look terrified as the shaven-headed giant lifts Aladdin above his head.
No!
Saluk hurls Aladdin over the cliff. Aladdin jabs his dagger into the cliff face, slowing his fall. He slithers onto a narrow ledge, the dagger still jammed in the rocks above him. Stones trickle onto Aladdin's head. He looks up to see Saluk sliding down the cliff using his claw. Saluk lunges at Aladdin, who leaps up and, swinging from the hilt of his dagger, kicks out at Saluk's chin. Saluk teeters on the edge of the cliff. Aladdin grabs at him, but Saluk plummets into the sea far below. Aladdin stares down into the blackness, eyes wide with horror. Lightning flashes, and a rope snakes down beside him. Grimly, Aladdin starts to climb. He gives one last glance back at the sea, stops to retrieve his dagger, then climbs on. He drags himself over the clifftop and lies there, exhausted. The stern faces of the thieves glare down at him.
I thought our side won!
Look, I didn't mean...
Get him!
Strong hands grab Aladdin. A sword cuts open the cage. Aladdin is passed high over the heads of the thieves. Abu and Iago are manhandled along behind him. At last, Aladdin is hauled to his feet in front of Kasim.
You killed Saluk. The code of the 40 thieves is very clear on this point. You're in.
Congratulations, Bob.
You've joined the club, and everybody here agrees.
We got the finest blend of nearly honest men.
Welcome to the 40 Thieves, a fraternity of thugs that you can trust. There's nothing up our 80 sleeves.
Got lots of grub to share.
Pull up an easy chair.
Welcome to the 40 Thieves.
Now you get to lie and cheat.
Never have to brush your teeth.
But we always aim to please.
Never want another.
You'll never miss your mother.
Oh, I love you guys.
Scheming up a scam out on the land.
Taking whatever we please.
And if you like to work,
you're gonna love this work.
Welcome to the 40 Thieves.
Together we're the perfect team. Larceny is in the genes. Dare to share the family dream.
Live a life, Elijah. Count on your treasure.
As an honorary member of the gang, there's no one alive ever lives.
You gotta snatch and sneak,
or else your future's bleak.
We got a lifetime contract that you're bound to keep.
You wanna save your skin, you better fit right in.
Outside, triangular fins slice through the surface of the sea. Saluk erupts through the water, grappling with the shark. They fall back into the water, then the shark reappears, spinning through the air, and lands on the beach opposite the thieves' lair, gasping. A moment later, Saluk stomps ashore, his teeth bared. At the palace, Jasmine wanders out onto her balcony and stares up at the stars. Genie peers around the corner.
Boy, and I thought I was blue.
In a puff of pink smoke, he joins her.
You would know if Aladdin is in trouble, wouldn't you? I thought he'd be back by now.
Genie puts his hands on her shoulders and gently turns her to him.
Al will be back.
Jasmine drops her eyes and turns away again.
Listen to Genie, dear. Genie knows. You've got to get your mind off this incessant waiting.
They puff into the new wedding pavilion.
Here's a surefire way to cheer up a bummed-out bride-to-be. A heaping helping of matrimonial magic.
Magic sparks fly from Genie's fingers and become wedding presents. Genie shrinks to baby size and hops into Jasmine's arms.
Hey, that's no good. What the wedding needs is a theme. Needs a groom, too, but let's work with what we have.
Genie!
It's a joke. I do that. Okay, let's see. This will be the second wedding for both of you. I'm thinking we need something a little more simple, a little more elegant, and less gray. Did it, done it, own it. I'm gonna throw some colors at you, mauve, teal, and salmon. What do you like besides the salmon? Okay, Madonna. Don't keep it. Just put that in the mix. Wink. Okay, I see lasers! It's a miracle! He believes! He believes!
Thank you very much.
I don't think so.
Trey Ghosh, right?
The neon lights go out.
Maybe you could elope. No, you cantaloupe.
What old honey do?
He turns a melon into Cinderella's coach.
I don't know whether to put it under props or produce.
Please don't squeeze the tires, they're not ripe.
And how about that gown? Whether you're dancing with dwarfs or simply biting the apple, it says, I'm a princess for now.
Genie.
Hey, it's synergy.
The marketing guys are very excited. It tests really well.
Thank you, Genie. I'm sure it will be wonderful. And thanks for cheering me up.
Surely Bob and the boy are on the road to Agrabah right now. Isn't that right, Bob? That's right, Bing. How about this town? Is it wild or what? It's like one giant sand trap and me without my wedgie. Hey, let's give a big hand for Brooke Shields.
In the thieves' lair, a scorpion scuttles along.
I find my son and lose my enemy. You did your old man proud, Aladdin.
I was just trying to stay alive.
If you didn't fight, you would have been killed. So says the code of the 40 thieves.
Does this code have any rules that don't end in death?
It's a strict code. But there is one thing that I added. We never hurt the innocent.
For future reference, I'm as innocent as the day I was hatched.
Oh, brother.
My men don't even know about this place.
Cassim fits a brooch with the sign of a hand into a carved stone, which opens a secret door.
Listen, boy. There is a treasure. The ultimate treasure. Compared to this, a pharaoh's tomb is a pauper's grave. A sultan's fortune, nothing but lunch money. And I am this close to it.
That's tantalizingly close.
But it's on an island that is never in the same place twice. The Vanishing Isle.
That would be a problem.
What is this ultimate treasure?
The big one, boy. The Hand of Midas.
It's just a myth.
It's not a myth, boy. It was once right here. Look. There's your proof. From stern to stem, every piece of rigging, every peg and board, all of it, solid gold.
They stare down at a sunken galleon.
Adopt me, daddy-o!
Touched by the hand of Midas.
And sunk by it.
You don't understand. You don't know what it's like to have nothing, to stare up at the palace and know you deserve more. To be called street rat.
Yes, I do.
I knew exactly what I wanted for my family. The best. I couldn't give up and go back empty-handed. But the weeks turned into months, and the months turned into years. I came back to Agrabah one night, but I couldn't find my wife or my son. I thought my family was lost forever. At that moment, I would have traded anything to get your mother back.
We never wanted gold. We wanted you. I wanted a father. I still do. Come to my wedding. This time, you have an invitation.
Aladdin, I just don't know.
Dad, I'm not going back to Agrabah until morning. At least think about it.
Aladdin leaves.
Aladdin may never understand, but it just wouldn't work. I don't belong in his world.
The Oracle doesn't belong in his world either. It belongs in the hands of two enterprising treasure hunters. You and me.
The Oracle is probably just another dead end.
It works! That's how the kid found you. It knows everything!
Everything?
And I know where they stashed it. Cassim. We are talking about the wedding of your only son. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
How can I pass it up?
In a moonlit Agrabah street, Rasul steps warily. Saluk skulks in the shadows.
Captain, over here. Show yourself! You're alone. Good.
So you are the one with information about the 40 thieves?
What would you say if I handed you the King of Thieves?
I'd say what's in it for you.
I'll just sleep better knowing that he's off the streets and on the executioner's block.
Everyone knows that the King of Thieves cannot be caught. What miracle do you possess?
Two words that will make you Agrabah's greatest hero. Open sesame.
The magic carpet flies Aladdin towards the lair.
Papa, Dad?
Oh, no. It's a rug. You sweep dirt under it, you don't fly on it. At least I don't.
Don't be afraid. It's fun.
I am not afraid. Now get off that thing before you break your neck.
I trust Carver with my life. Give him time. He'll come around.
We'll take horses. Horses were good enough for my father and his father before him. And they were always good enough for me.
He sounds like a father, all right.
Father and son trot along the cliff top as the guards arrive on the shore below.
Whoa! This is the spot, men.
But there is nothing here.
Now, but watch. Open caraway!
Rasul holds out his muscular arms. The sunshine glints on the waves.
There is still nothing here.
When I get a hold of that, no good.
But I thought you said it was open sesame.
He's gone.
The ground shakes and the horses skitter nervously. Rasul grins savagely. On a sunny morning at the palace, Kasim follows Aladdin onto the terrace.
Looks like Genie has everything ready.
Genie? You have a genie? Have you used all three wishes yet?
Oh, please don't go into it. It's just too painful.
Oh, Al! Your back and your front! You're both here!
That's great, Genie.
Security's tight. No big crowd. Immediate family only.
Perfect. Because this is
no my... lowlifes this time. Other than the parrot, of course. Observe!
Aladdin's jaw drops open as a huge metal Robocop, blue and looking remarkably like Genie, rises from the garden.
You have violated the perimeter of the Aladdin and Jasmine wedding. Prepare to be vaporized.
Thank you.
Genie, Kasim, and Aladdin duck.
Armed and dangerous.
I'd like to see one of those 40 thieves get within an inch of your wedding.
Allow me to introduce...
the King of Thieves.
All units, we have a code red.
Code red!
Metal shutters trundle down between the pillars, and Genie transforms himself into dozens of armed police who surround Kasim.
Come on, boys, follow me!
Genie, Irish pipers.
Cavalry, correct!
Genie, cavalry.
Geronimo, Arapaho, Navajo!
Genie paratroopers.
Do not attempt to move or we'll be shooting ourselves.
Genie!
Back off, Val. This creep's got a yellow sheet as long as my arm.
Genie, meet my dad.
Stand down, men. Smoke him if you got him.
They all disappear.
If you're Al's dad and the King of Thieves, I just want to know one thing.
Yeah?
Will you be having the chicken or the sea bass?
Come on, Dad. I can't wait for you to meet Jasmine and the Sultan.
I am Al. Don't you think we ought to lose the Agrabah's most wanted look?
What's wrong with the way I look?
When you're here, you're not the King of Thieves. You're my dad.
Need more practice being the King of Thieves.
Oh, come on. Enough of this dark past. Let's roll out something a little new.
It's a big, bright, beautiful future. Thank your lucky stars you're alive. You got someone special to talk to. A friend that you can trust for life. You've been on your own with no family ties, but those solo days are done. You'll be two of a kind, spending quality time together. As father and son, building model ships,
taking fishing trips,
working hand in hand,
painting the palace, mowing the sand.
First and ten to go.
With your daddy-o.
Once you break the ice, you'd capitulate paternal advice.
You see, you're traveling at the speed of light. That's the theory of relatives.
It's a fine, fantabulous future. I see fruit on the family tree. You'll be great as a grumpy old grandpa.
Lots of babies on your knees.
You can fall asleep on the comfy couch after playing one-on-one. Dreaming back-to-back that you wallop the shack together as father and son.
Maybe a bumpy ride.
Make it side-by-side. Good afternoon.
I'll be your travel guide.
Move over, laddie, make room for daddy. Got a whole new shoulder to cry on. Take a chance now, give it a spin. You've had chums for palling around with, but you never had a friend like him.
Put your checkered past behind you now. No more living on the run.
Face the big, bright, beautiful future together.
Together.
Boy, Aladdin must have been born under a lucky star to find such a treasure.
You are most definitely Aladdin's father.
And I have the DNA to prove it.
It must have been dreadful, trapped by the 40 thieves.
I tried to block out the memories.
Say no more. Not another word on the subject.
Yes, let's turn our attention to happier thoughts. A blessed union of our children.
Indeed. It worked, Genie. They love him.
It was the hat. Nothing does a trick like a smart chapeau.
It's more than that.
Among civilized people, back among family.
All he needed was a second chance.
It's a miracle.
You'll pay for this!
You sold us out!
Sir Luke slams a dungeon window.
He's not in there! Didn't capture the King of Thieves?
Because he was not at the hideout.
He had to be there. Where else would he be?
Apologies, Captain Razul.
What?!
Well, the Sultan said he won't be able to sentence your prisoners until tomorrow.
What's more important than sentencing my prisoners?
Why, the wedding. Princess Jasmine and Aladdin are finally getting married.
Aladdin? You didn't capture Aladdin with the others?
Why would he be with the 40 thieves?
Because his father is the King of Thieves!
In her wedding dress, Jasmine waits.
Where could he be? I do hope nothing's wrong. Perhaps we should dispatch a search party.
Hmm? Now, Father, I'm sure he's on his way.
Where is he?
Hakuna Matata!
Oh, he's having an out-of-movie experience.
My guess is he wants to make an entrance.
Iago peers through a lattice door into the palace treasury, glittering with gold.
Here's the monkey's lockpicks. You know how to use them.
Cassim takes a thin metal device.
I promise you, Bird, after this, I go straight.
Straight to the dungeon.
Cassim leaves the scepter and snatches up a gold sword.
We've been expecting you.
Lines of archers on the balconies above take aim at Cassim. He throws down the sword, and more guards march towards him. In the wedding pavilion, Jasmine holds Aladdin's arm.
Do you think something is wrong?
Genie, can you find him?
I'll sniff him out.
Genie becomes a bright blue Pluto dog and waddles away, nose to the ground.
I need a scrap of his clothes or a lock of his hair.
Or a shoe. A shoe's good.
He sniffs a shoe and looks up. Razul grips Kasim's collar.
Razul, what is the meaning of this?
Your Majesty, meet the King of Thieves.
Dad!
We seized him in the treasury. He was after this. Again.
No.
And this is his accomplice.
Big misunderstanding! It's a slap on the wrist and community service kind of thing.
Now I know why you really came back.
Cassim shuts his eyes and looks down.
Your father is the leader of the 40 Thieves? This is most...
Aladdin, did you know?
I thought I could change him. I had to try.
You can change my clothes, Aladdin. You can't change who I am.
And the law is crystal clear on what we must now do.
Father, isn't there another way?
I'm afraid there is not. Take the prisoners to the dungeon.
Dungeon?
For life.
Life?
Iago and Cassim are marched off.
There are some wishes that even I can't make come true.
Night. In his attic, Aladdin, Abu, the carpet, and Genie sit around miserably.
The Oracle was right. My dad was trapped in the world of the 40 Thieves. Trapped by his own greed. I was so stupid to think I could change him.
Trying to show him a better life wasn't stupid, Al.
Leaving him alone with the parrot, that was stupid.
Everything was perfect before he came into my life. I just want things the way they were. Genie, I need my father's clothes.
What, did you wrap the turban too tight? Come on, why you want to dress in the King of Thieves ensemble? Why do you suggest something that doesn't actually say, arrest me?
It fits. Good.
I'm seeing nothing for your future if you dress like this.
I'm breaking my father out of that dungeon. The guards will never know I was there. Tonight, the King of Thieves will make his most miraculous escape ever. Out of my life.
It's the cape talking, isn't it?
In a shadowy dungeon, a rat scurries along a wooden beam with chains hanging from it. Far below, Cassim sits glumly on the stone floor, manacles on his wrists attached by heavy chains to the cold, grey dungeon wall. Beside him perches Iago, manacles clamping his body and beak. In the corridor, Aladdin hides behind a wall while guards pass.
Since he's captured the King of Thieves, there's no living with Razul.
Well, it wasn't exactly easy living with him before.
Aladdin, in a blue cloak, like his father's, sneaks the keys from the fat guard's waistband. The guard turns suspiciously, but Aladdin's gone. In his cell, Cassim looks up.
Who?
I've come to say goodbye.
Why are you...
We don't have much time. While the guards chase me, you get out.
I can't let you...
Forget it. They can't catch me.
Aladdin tosses the keys to Cassim and slips out.
He even sounds like me.
In the guardroom, Rasul smooths his hair in a mirror.
When the Sultan gives me my due, I'll put the good word in for you. The little people who... It can't be.
In the mirror, Rasul sees a figure in a blue cloak flit past. Three guards lurch into the corridor. Aladdin hangs above them.
He was here, I know it.
Aladdin bounces off them.
King of Thieves!
No man could escape that cell.
He isn't a man, I say. He's a demon.
I want him. Dead or alive.
Guards busily search a moonlit street.
Surround the block! He's close. I can feel it.
Which way did he go? I don't see him.
Look over there. Hurry!
In a dark alley, Aladdin springs onto a wicker basket and leaps upwards. Guards peer into the alley as he scrambles onto a rooftop.
There! The King of Thieves! On the roof!
Get up there! Now, now, now!
Aladdin glances down at the canvas awning below.
Found him!
Blast him.
Aladdin tumbles backwards off the roof, trampolines from the awning onto a tower and climbs it. Aladdin pulls his mask across his face. He drops onto a footbridge, and a hand grabs his ankle.
Gotcha! The King of Thieves. Your charmed life is over, Your Majesty!
Aladdin's mask slips.
You!
Yes.
Rasul yanks Aladdin up.
Guess I'll have to settle for the Prince of Thieves. We shall see if the Sultan wants you in his family now.
Cassim slams Rasul aside.
Keep your hands off my son.
Dad?
Hurry, son, we must move.
Cassim and Aladdin gallop through the city gate and out into the desert, leaving Rasul and the guards chasing after, waving their arms furiously. The horses struggle up a steep dune, then gallop flat out until they reach a narrow pass between high cliffs.
Did we lose him?
I don't know, but I did lose my lunch back there.
They won't be able to pick up our trail till daylight. By then, we'll be long gone from Agrabah.
Aladdin gazes back at the golden domes of the palace and the city glowing in the distance.
I'm sorry for what you lost. But you can't go back now. You know that. What are you doing?
I'm not going with you. I can't.
Well, you can't go back. The moment they saw your face, your life in Agrabah was over.
I have to go back. Jasmine is there.
Kid, it's over. You're a criminal now.
I won't do what he did. I won't run away.
I never ran away from anything in my life.
You ran away from your family.
I told you what happened. What else could I do? What else can you do?
The right thing. You should take this back.
You can't!
I won't walk out on Jasmine.
Aladdin tosses the dagger at Kasim's feet.
Aladdin?
I'm your son, but I can't live your life.
Al, they'll lock you up!
If there's a punishment, I'll take it.
So be it.
We have the Oracle! The treasure's just waiting for us!
The Oracle?
I had nothing left to lose.
Yes, you did.
Aladdin rides off with Iago.
It was supposed to be a father-son outing!
Go with him, Iago.
What? You mean it? Really?
Go.
Good luck, kid.
Iago goes. Against the deep blue of the night sky, the two horsemen gallop away in opposite directions. in the shadows of the 40 Thieves hideout.
From 40 Thieves down to 7, what are we to do?
How did they find us? How did they learn the magic words? Another raid?
Not again.
It is a good day to die.
Or to come back from the dead.
Jean-Luc?
You're alive?
Impossible.
I'm a survivor, like all of you. No thanks to Cassim.
The king? You saw him?
What's he want us to do now?
He wants you to rot in the palace dungeon.
The king of thieves is loyal to the end.
Pushovers! Ouch! He betrayed you, sold you out.
You have always hated the king. Why should we believe you?
How do you think the guard got the magic words?
He told him the magic words?
I don't believe it.
Me neither.
You've forgotten what life was like before, Cassim.
I remember a time when crime was sublime. There was plenty of loot in the lair. We'd plunder and pillage and ransack a village with nary a worry or care. Then along came this king with his soft-hearted dream, but he ratted us out in the end. So rally the troops, we were meant to regroup and return to our roots once again. Are you in or out? Gotta know without a doubt. I'm the one you need for a dirty deed. I'm the best. Success is guaranteed. Are you men or mice? Take a slice of my advice. You want a fearless leader, one that's strong and stout? Better vote for me. Are you in or out?
We used to be smart.
Yes. Horrendously heartless.
In a ravaging raid, we were rough.
We knew that we had to be blissfully bad. Make us seem but this sensitive stuff. And we strayed from the path of our rigorous wrath. Now we're taking a bath in the dust. Oh? But we'll reclaim our winnings, our humble beginnings. In turmoil and torture we trust. Are you in or out?
Double crossers or devout? Put your faith in me, pretty soon you'll see I'm the prince of generosity.
Are you foe or friend?
Here's the path I recommend. You want a ride to fame? I've got the fastest route. What's it gonna be? Are you in or out?
We'll go robbing in all the right places.
From Agrabah to Paddy.
Imagine the fear on their faces.
When we drop by for cookies and tea.
Come along, boys. Follow me.
Are you in or out?
If you're with me, give a shout.
Hey!
I'll lead you all the way into the glory days.
We'll begin a life of crime that pays.
Are you out or in?
Make your choice now, sink or swim.
You can stick with me or stay behind and pout.
What's it gonna be?
Consider carefully.
Are you in or out?
Outside, Cassim and Iago climb to the lair.
Crazy about a 40-way split. If it was just you and me.
I would never cut my men out of the deal. They're my family. My only family. I can always count on them.
Inside, a small group of green tents huddles between enormous pillars and statues. With the scepter in one hand, Cassim looks down at the tents, smiling.
I'm home!
Sharp swords emerge from behind pillars, followed by grim-faced thieves. The fat thief, Chubbs, carries a massive club. The thieves converge on Cassim, who backs away nervously.
Why don't they look happy to see you?
We are. We're thrilled.
A sailing boat with a single sail scuds over stormy sea. Cassim and Iago are lashed to the mast.
Hurry, little friend.
I'm wriggling.
I am growing impatient, Cassim. Ask the question.
We must be,
just a little further.
Further out to sea.
No, ask it now.
Now's good.
Where can we find the hand of Midas?
A brilliant shaft of light dazzles Sir Luke as Iago escapes.
The vanishing isle will appear at dawn.
I will show you the way.
A white star shoots to the horizon.
There's your setting, Captain.
The star emits a steady beam, marking their course, and Iago flaps off in the opposite direction. The Sultan stands on the balcony of the palace, glowering angrily at Aladdin.
Frankly, my boy, your actions were most disappointing.
It is tragic, Your Highness, but the street rat has obviously followed in his father's footsteps. Aladdin is a criminal.
I object, Your Honor.
Genie transforms the Sultan to a judge.
I object to that outrageous statement.
And I object to a tertiary character having any lines during my big courtroom scene. Here, take this to a higher court. Now!
Your Honor, if I may enter a plea of insanity.
Because I'm crazy about this kid.
Genie, I can handle this myself. Sultan, I convinced my dad to come here. It was my fault. I would have been better off if I had never known him.
Aladdin, you found your father. A father who risked his freedom to see your wedding. And you risked everything to help him. Just as I would for my father.
Your father? Aladdin, I could not overlook your father's crimes. But what you have done, well, you did it out of love. And you came back to take responsibility for your actions. Let us put this matter behind us. I believe we have postponed the wedding long enough.
Good call. Okay, let's give a big hand for the wise and generous Sultan. Yes!
The carpet catches the falling Iago.
Oh! Out! Dad!
Just take a deep breath, Iago. Now, what about Aladdin's father?
It's Alouk, the guy Al beat. He's not beat. He's back. And he's got Kazim.
That's his problem. He chose to go back to that life.
Al, I know your dad made a lot of bad choices. But that doesn't mean you have to.
He is your father. How can you do anything else?
Aladdin walks to the edge of the balcony.
I'm being as stubborn as he was. Show me the way.
Iago collapses on Genie's hand, smiling. At sea, the thieves gaze awestruck as their boat nears a column of light stretching from water to sky. High above the sea, Aladdin and Jasmine kneel on the carpet. They spot the column of light and zoom towards it. The little boat reaches the edge of the column. In the middle of it hovers the oracle.
You have arrived.
The column disappears. The sea heaves and surges, and a heavy fog surrounds them.
Where is he?
I see nothing. Nothing but fog.
I've had enough of your trickery.
No, this is it. The Vanishing Isle. Watch.
The sea crashes against the boat, and the thieves cling to the sides in panic. Saluk stares as a huge stone temple supported on pillars erupts from the sea with water gushing from it. The temple is followed by a tall pointed column and an immense statue of an eagle with wings outstretched. More buildings appear, one with a domed roof, another like a lighthouse. Saluk grins and rubs his hands together. The isle rears higher into the air, and tumbling streams of water pour from it. The thieves reel back as another gigantic statue of an eagle bursts from the water. The boat lurches violently and comes to rest on a grassy slope below the temple. The head of a mighty turtle rises from the sea. On board the carpet, Aladdin and Jasmine swoop around the island.
The Vanishing Isle?
On the back of a giant turtle.
And never in the same place twice. Let's get closer.
The carpet skims down towards a landing place. The thieves are plodding along a marble terrace, and Genie, wearing a beret, camouflage trousers, and carrying a rifle, parachutes down behind them.
Time to rock and roll, dude!
The thieves hit the deck, but Saluk grabs Kazim. The thieves head threateningly towards Jasmine. The carpet rolls itself up, zooms at them, and bowls them over like skittles. Jasmine punches one thief, Abu jumps on a couple of heads, and the carpet zips under two thieves, upending them.
I am here. I am here.
Genie distracts three thieves while Jasmine flattens them.
How about a pack of the nerdy birdies?
A suddenly fat Genie bounces Chubbs off his stomach.
Genie, we need a distraction.
Survey says, show me turtle!
Genie as Superman attacks the turtle.
Boom! Another fake blow to the head. Boom!
Oh no, he's got him in the half Nelson. Now he's got him in the full Nelson. Oh no, the dreaded Ozzy Nelson.
Rick, boys, maybe you want to come over here and see what's happening?
He's coming in quick. Oh no, he's up. He's down, and he's actually inside the turtle. We'll be right back after a brief message.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
The turtle's eye snaps open. Aladdin leaps from a roof and lands two-footed on Saluk's chest.
It took me years to find my father. I'm not losing him again.
Saluk stands up groggily, and Aladdin lands a mighty two-fisted punch on his jaw. Saluk collapses, unconscious.
You came to help me?
How could I do anything else?
Aladdin unties Kasim.
Now let's get that treasure of yours.
Aladdin and Kasim march between the feet of a towering golden hawk into the hall of the great temple. There, above a huge stone replica of the scepter, floats a golden hand.
Amazing.
A dark statue stands on the palm of the great hand, which revolves slowly in the air. From beneath, they see flickering shafts of sunlight.
There.
The floor shakes violently, and they lose their balance.
Whoa. Feels like Genie got carried away.
No, it's the Vanishing Isle. The turtle is diving. We must climb higher.
Water gushes through the tunnel into the temple. Aladdin and Kasim leap to the wall and start climbing. Kasim reaches a balcony and hoists Aladdin up just before the water reaches them. Outside, the water revives Saluk.
Almost there. Don't you see, Aladdin? We were meant to do this together. Come on.
Saluk grins evilly and heads in the direction of the voices. In the temple, Kasim again hauls Aladdin up onto the back of a statue. Huge carved hawks hang on the temple walls, and water spouts from their beaks. Below, the water level rises steadily. Aladdin and Kasim move slowly forward on the shiny black marble head of one of the hawks until they stand on the same level as the revolving hand. Aladdin smiles as Kasim gazes eagerly at the statue. They see that it holds a life-size golden hand, sparkling brighter than a revolving one. Kasim closes his eyes and runs his hand over his hair.
Pity I didn't find this place years ago. This would be much easier if I were much younger.
Kasim prepares to jump. Aladdin races past him.
Aladdin!
Aladdin leaps out over the water and almost lands on the great hand. But he slips and just hangs onto the edge. He glances below, scrambles up, and walks to the statue.
See? It pays to have a junior partner.
Be careful. Don't touch the golden hand.
With great care, Aladdin grasps the wooden base of the hand and slowly unscrews it from the statue. Kasim watches excitedly, and Aladdin grins before throwing it to him.
Heads up!
Kasim watches the hand whirling through the air, looks at his own hand in alarm, and catches the golden one in his cloak. Immediately, his cloak sparkles and turns to gold.
The hand of Midas!
Kasim touches the hawk's marble head with the hand of Midas, and the head glitters and turns gold. The gold spreads to the rest of the statue and around the walls and the other statues until the whole temple is transformed into solid, glittering gold. Even the water looks golden. Only the statue on the great hand, Aladdin and Kasim, remain untouched. Aladdin gazes round in amazement. Suddenly, Kasim notices water bursting in above them.
Time to go, Aladdin!
Saluk leaps down and knocks Aladdin over.
Nobody's going anywhere. Get the hand of Midas to me, Kasim, or your son dies.
Saluk, your battle is with me.
Don't worry, Dad. I can take him alone.
But you're not alone. Not anymore. You want the hand of Midas, Saluk? Take it!
Kasim hurls the hand to Saluk, who stares up greedily. He shoves Aladdin aside and stretches up to catch it. Not by the wooden base, but by the palm. He holds it up triumphantly.
The hand of Midas is mine! And also the life of your brat.
Kasim folds his arms and stares coldly at Saluk.
What are you staring at?
Saluk looks down at his glowing hands.
No!
No! No! No!
The gold spreads from Saluk's hands to his arms, body and legs, transforming him into a rigid statue which topples off the great hand to the bottom of the water below. Aladdin picks up the hand carefully by the base and wraps it in the torn sleeve of his shirt, which instantly turns gold.
Hurry, son! We're running out of time!
With the water lapping his feet, Aladdin dives in and swims over to Cassim. They race through shallow water, spilling over a terrace, scramble up the headdress of a huge statue of the Oracle, then up a buttress decorated with shields just wide enough to make foot and handholds. Aladdin leads with Cassim struggling behind.
Come on, Dad. You can do it.
Yes! But it will be a lot easier without this.
Cassim unhooks his heavy golden cloak and drops it. Finally, he and Aladdin clamber through a hole onto the flat roof of the temple. Aladdin unwraps the hand of Midas and gives it to Cassim.
After all these years, you finally have your treasure.
This thing? No. This wretched thing almost cost me the ultimate treasure. It's you, son. You are my ultimate treasure. And I'm sorry it took me this long to realize it.
The hand of Midas can take its curse to the bottom of the sea!
Cassim hurls the hand far over the sea. It bounces across the deck of the thieves' boat. The deck shimmers, and in seconds the whole boat becomes glistening gold.
This gold has turned everything to solid gold!
Water floods over the deck. The gold boat sinks like a stone, leaving the thieves bobbing about on the sea. Water spouts onto the temple roof. Jasmine and the others are perched on the dome of another building.
See where they went, and they could be anywhere!
There they are.
Cassim and Aladdin leap from the temple roof. The carpet rockets up, flattens out beneath Aladdin and Cassim, and catches them.
You actually trust this thing?
With my life, son.
The carpet sweeps up Jasmine, Abu, and Iago just before the dome disappears, then circles over the sea.
Genie?
The turtle's massive head appears above the waves. Clouds of smoke billow from its mouth, and an old-fashioned steamboat chugs out, steered by a Mickey Mouse figure, who also has the genie's hook nose.
Genie!
Present!
Let's go home. We have some unfinished business.
In the wedding pavilion, lit by hundreds of candles, Aladdin and Jasmine stare into each other's eyes. He wears a white turban and long white robe with gold piping, and Jasmine's in her white wedding dress with gold yoke and belt and a long white veil. They smile and kiss lovingly. Aladdin and Jasmine walk downstairs to the congregation while Genie sprinkles stardust over Abu and Jasmine's pet tiger, Raja.
Yes!
The Sultan does a little dance, then hugs Jasmine and Aladdin. Abu and the carpet exchange high fives, and Genie, looking tearful, grabs the carpet to blow his nose. The carpet frantically waves a hanky at Genie, who takes it. Raja proudly pads down the aisle behind Jasmine, holding her train in his mouth. Through the smiling congregation, Aladdin and Jasmine spot Cassim in the shadows. He smiles and bows his head to them, then turns away.
Out in the open? No mask? Pretty risky if you ask me.
Even a wanted man can risk a bit to see his own son's wedding. So, you little turkey, come to say goodbye?
I already said my goodbyes. Of course, the monkey had a cry, and that got me going.
You're not going to live in the palace?
With the newlyweds? It'll be all lovey-dovey. I just as soon keep my will to live.
Well, I don't know where I'm going, but you are welcome to come along for the ride.
You're a good guy, Cassim, but not too good.
Cassim and Iago gallop off as Aladdin and Jasmine fly away on the carpet.
So it goes short and sweet. They were wed down the street. May their marriage be truly blessed. Happy end to the tale. And tomorrow's a sail, so I better go home and rest. Here's a kiss and a hug. Sure you don't need a rug? I assure you the price is right. Well, salam, worthy friend. Come back soon. That's the end. Till another Arabian Night.
Audio description written by Peter Wickham, narrated by Ian Masters, engineer David Hamilton Smith. Produced by Walt Disney Television Animation. Producer-director Tad Stones. Screenplay by Mark McCorkle, Robert Schooley. With the voice talents of Val Bettin, Jim Cummings, Gilbert Gottfried, Linda Larkin, Jerry Orbach, John Rhys-Davies, Scott Wanger, Frank Welker. and Robin Williams as Genie. Additional voice talents of Jeff Bennett, Corey Burton, Jess Harnell, Clyde Kuzatsu, Rob Paulson, CCH Pounder. Voice casting and dialogue director, Jamie Thomason. Associate producer, Janine Roussel. Animation and timing directors, Dale Case, Eddie Hutchins, John Kimball, Marsh Lamore, Rick Leon, Bob Taylor. Storyboard, Ryan Anthony, Lonnie Lloyd, Rick Chidlaw, David Prince, Victor Cook, Deborah Pugh, Sharon Forward, Chris Rutofsky, Eddie Hutchins, Bob Taylor, Denise Koyama, Phil Weinstein. Character design, Dana Landsberg, Kenny Tompkins. Key layout design, J. Michael Spooner, Colette Van Mierlo, Paul A. Felix. Prop design, David Mink. Key background stylists, James Gallego, Barry Greenberg, Donna Prince, Raymond Zyback. Color key stylist, Jill Sturdivant. Storyboard revisions, Karen Ann Anderson, Shauna Cha, Carl Gnass, Garrett Ho. Production manager, Michelle Papalardo Robinson. Music by Mark Waters, Carl Johnson. Songs arranged and conducted by Bill Elliott. Supervising music editor, Dominic Certo. There's a Party Here in Agrabah. Words and music by David Friedman. Performed by Robin Williams, Brad Kane, Liz Calloway, Mervyn Fouard, Gilbert Gottfried. Chorus, Joan Barber, Alex Corey, Scott Barnes, Marin Matzi, Don Bradford, Peter Samuel, David Friedman, Gordon Stanley, Paul Kandel, Guy Stroman, Molly Wasserman. Out of Thin Air. Words and music by David Friedman. Performed by Brad Kane, Liz Calloway. Welcome to the 40 Thieves. Words and music by Randy Peterson and Kevin Quinn. Performed by Scott Barnes, Paul Kandel, Don Bradford, Peter Samuel, Mervyn Fouard, Gordon Stanley, David Friedman, Guy Stroman. Father and Son. Words and music by Randy Peterson and Kevin Quinn. Performed by Robin Williams, Brad Kane, Mervyn Fouard. Are You In or Out? Words and music by Randy Peterson and Kevin Quinn. Performed by Jerry Orbach. Chorus, Scott Barnes, Jess Harnell, Jeff Bennett, Paul Kandel, Don Bradford, Clyde Kuzatsu, Jim Cummings, Rob Paulson, Mervyn Fouard, Peter Samuel, David Friedman, Gordon Stanley, Guy Stroman. Orchestrations by Christopher Klatman, Ira Hirschen, John Given, Charles Fernandez. Music mixers, Paul Hume, John Richards, James Toomey. Music contractors, Reggie Wilson, Tonya Duval. Arabian Nights Reprise, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Howard Ashman, performed by Bruce Adler. Animation production by Walt Disney Animation Australia Proprietary Limited. Animation directors, Ian Harrowell, Steve Trenberth, Kevin Peaty. Supervising animators, Leanne Hughes, Andrew Collins, Bob Baxter. Animators, Mike Stapleton, Dick Dunn, Andrew Brooks, Merrick Kuchut, Maurice Lee, Ariel Ferrari, Walter McCarty, Stephen Taylor, Mac Monks, Warwick Gilbert, Ian White, Ty Bosco, Paul McAdam, Manny Bernardas.
Wait a minute.
We're not getting out of here, man! We're not getting out of here! Don't you understand it, man? This is it! Game's over, man!